Hi, I'm Sam Horn, author of Pop, and you're listening to David Wood on the Kick-Ass Life Show.
Make your life better?
This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
So David here, and welcome to the show. I am so excited to share this show with someone that I'm totally in love with, and somebody who really truly has a massive impact in the world, but really importantly in women, and her organization. It really does such an amazing job in bringing women together. And I'm really excited to sort of dig into her brain today and share with you some of the exciting things she's up to. So, Sandra, welcome to the show.
It's wonderful to be with you, David.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, let's talk about this. I mean, talk a little bit about your organization and what it is you do, because I know there's so many people that still don't know about it, even though it really, I mean, there's almost, almost 750,000 women that you work with?
Yes, and you know, the interesting thing is we're really focused on, you know, our inception was really to support the women entrepreneur and the women and women business owners. And, you know, over time, David, what has happened is that wonderful men like yourself have found out about even the network and have come more into the fold in terms of really supporting one fundamental thing. And that is, you know, really igniting and monetizing your dream, what your passion is, you know, because I just believe somewhere there is someone who is looking for that something that is exactly what each one of us has to offer. And, you know, you're a master marketeer. You know, with all of my weaknesses, one thing I know is marketing. And we're so many entrepreneurs are like these little soda cans that are floating out in the middle of the ocean. No one knows they're out there. And what we do is connect the dots, help you really illuminate, you know, who you are and give you access to your customers through strategic introductions and networking.
You know, the thing I found, I mean, I know the Dalai Lama a number of years ago talked about, you know, what's going to save the world is the Western woman. And I've always believed that, you know, about 80% of my students are women. I'm totally right. In love with women and their desire to, this. I feel there's a shift going on. I don't know if you feel this shift at all, but I do feel there's a shift going on in women. But there's so many women who still struggle in the arena of visibility. They don't feel seen. They don't feel heard. There's, I mean, you hear it quite often. I feel invisible. Talk a little bit about sort of this historical journey with women and what's going on. What's this time of change that I'm feeling and a lot of us are feeling?
Well, without question, to your point, the Dalai Lama has said the world is going to shift and change as a result of the Western woman. It's really a beautiful time to be an entrepreneur. And, you know, even with people will say, yeah, but economically, it's really tough out there. David, let me just tell you, and this I think has been true for you as well, and that is there's no better time, in my opinion, to be an entrepreneur than when there are some economic difficulties out there. You know why? Because the people that really aren't committed to their dream, the people that really are having a lot of self-doubt, they tend to pause. And the ones that really want it, this is a perfect time to really get ahead. Someday, you know, someone's going to anoint, you know, everything as being fixed or significantly better. And that's when everybody's going to get off the couch and you're going to have the greatest competition, right? So this is a time for, you know, I always say, listen, you know, rearrange. The word listen, rearrange, spell silent. And I think sometimes as women, we just get so busy with the busyness of our lives that we don't take pause to really listen to our true desires and our true goals. And I think we think that we have to give up a great relationship with a partner or a great relationship with our children in order to really fulfill a deeper calling for how we want to contribute to the planet in a bigger way. Mm. You know, I'm here to say you can do it. I know that you can do it.
And you've helped so many women do it. I mean, the fact is, it's not a question of just knowing. The results from the work you do and the impact you have in your company on women, and you see these transformations happening all the time. So there's a knowing, but there's also sort of evidence and results that you've seen over years and years and years, and it's growing more and more all the time, right?
No question. I see women, women in eWomen Network and the women that you and I have worked with in the past when we've done our Transformed Woman Retreat. I mean, I'm telling you, there's a woman, Corinne, you know her, I know her, she was in our session. She just had, I want you to know, she was with you and I in February. I just spoke to her on the 29th of December, and she let me know, David, that she's had the biggest year of her life.
Mm.
Life. In the 10 months, from just kind of taking some time to really step in what ignites her the most. And she has children, she has a husband, right? She has her own business. And now saying, wait a minute, how can I take some of these things and get smart about how I spend my time and energy so that I really can monetize, you know? And now she's got extra money to be able to help contribute to some extra lessons, some private schooling, some vacations. It's enriching. Her fulfillment of her dream and her business is also impacting her family.
Mm.
It's unbelievable to see what can transform when we get really focused on the things that really matter and that are really important, and we start letting go of guilt and distractions.
Yeah. Well, again, I mean, this journey for so many of my women students, you know, is there, as they're younger, that sort of idea that somehow, you know, marrying someone is going to complete them as opposed to being complete
yeah.
before they marry. Let's start there a little bit, because this is that fallacy that starts in a little girl. And I see, yeah. I mean, I've got students right now, I mean, as young as 10 and 11 girls.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fascinating to hear some of the things that there's already coming out of their mouth about this, I'll be complete when, right?
Yeah. Hard habits to break, right? I can relate from my own, my story is a little bit different because my father died on my birthday when I turned 5. I didn't have a father figure. You know, my mother married a number of years later to a wonderful provider, but it wasn't until, you know, a month before he died of cancer that I ever heard him say he loved me. So I saw my mother, you know, struggle for a number of years, and I always just said, I wanted to be able to always be able to provide for myself. And I met my husband when I was 17 years old in high school. What I can tell you is I have a daughter, right? She's had a very different life experience. But, you know, I'm telling you, David, to your point, you know, you're so right in terms of the legacy of, you know, so many ideologies out there. This whole thing about, you know, being rescued, a knight in shining armor that will complete me, that will take care of me. I think we underestimate how sexy it is to the modern man now to be able to be confident enough to be able to take care of yourself, but not to the point where you say you don't need a partner, right? I mean, there's something beautiful about being in partnership, no matter who makes what amount of money.
Mm.
I said to my own daughter when she got married, you know, Brianna, make sure that you're not marrying Travis to complete you, but that you're showing up whole. You know, and imagine when you're whole and he's whole, the magnitude of what you are starting and can build as a foundation.
Yeah, that's amazing.
David, you've got sons,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
What are your sons looking for in women today?
Well, I think that, you know, like you said, I mean, there's a different focus. I mean, when you look at the historical nature of my father, I mean, my father gave me this advice. This is exactly what he told me. He says, Dave, marry someone young so you can train them. Imagine, this is,
wow.
My dad's 86. Imagine that kind of mindset. I mean, but that's what he felt. He's like, you know, you want to train a woman to be able to do these things for you. And no concept of a modern woman. And when we talk about this, you know, I interviewed a woman yesterday, which her name's Christine. And, you know, here's a woman when she shared her story. The story was interesting. So she was a dedicated mom of three. Eldest is 9, youngest is 4, right? And her marriage, she'd moved from Canada to Australia, and her marriage was really struggling. He's in the medical profession, and they came back, they tried to make it work here again. They'd lost a lot of money, and they're really struggling. And then she steps into a transformational event. She's actually one of my students, and she comes and starts working on herself and growing herself. Three things happened. One, she started to really work on her as a woman, to like this completeness that we talked about. The second is she started to build her own income. She'd never, ever, she said to me, she said on the show, she said, guess what? She said, I've always felt looked after. My parents looked after me when I went through college. They kind of helped pay for things. Then I got married and my husband looked after me. She said, I never had money. I never had this sort of independence, you know? And so she started to create an income for herself. And she said, what's recently happened? I love this. It's a beautiful way she described it. She said, our marriage has exploded. She says, my husband sees me differently. He comes in excited. We dream together. We talk about things together. We're excited about things, you know, she says, and it's like this idea of a marriage. And on the show, I say that. I said, listen, she said, I know that sounds a little woo. I says, no. I said, let's be honest. Every woman that just heard you say that is yearning to feel an explosion in their marriage where, you know, your husband comes home after 3 children and sees that you're sexy and fun and dreams with you and plans with you. She says, we don't watch television anymore because we're so excited about life. I mean, that's really what it's about, isn't it, Sandra?
Totally what it's about. And we as women somehow just, and I'm on this, it's so pervasive that I'm not even sure it's always taught. I'm wondering if there's this kind of nature dealing of that we listen to the wrong things. I mean, we listen to the can'ts, the don'ts, the shouldn'ts, you know, all the things. I mean, you know, not everything you lose, I think, is a loss. And one of the things I've learned to lose is this whole notion around, I can't be present, I can't be beautiful, I can't be sexy, I can't make millions, I can't. And the more I have pushed and embraced that, I mean, I think the more loving and lovable and comfortable I am in my skin. You know, when you hold on, and it takes work, doesn't it, David, to let go of the, I can't do that, or I shouldn't do that, or that won't work, or they won't approve. You know, self-love is not selfish. You know, it's okay to have the life you desire. You know, you can have a life you love, or you can have an unlived life. And I just have learned that you can fail at a life you don't want.
Yeah. Right? Well, but you just said something.
You go for a life you
yeah,
do
you,
want.
You just said,
you just need some structure.
Yeah, you just said something, and I want to make sure people, you said self-love is not selfish, but the opposite is selfish. You know, when we don't love ourselves, it's selfish because we're robbing our children. We're robbing everyone. We're robbing the world. We're robbing our children. We're robbing our relationships. Everyone is robbed when we don't love ourselves. And you know what? After training, I've trained about 450,000 students. And I'm telling you that the self-worth, self-love, as at the epicenter of every single person that comes to an event, that's what they're looking at in the mirror, is to be able to fall back in love, not with their perfection, but with their imperfection. And this is that thing, as a woman, you know, I love Eleanor Roosevelt. She has so many great quotes. And she says, a lot of women go through a lot of things, especially, you know, this battle, you know, that, I mean, when I was working with you on your stage, I showed some great videos, you know, of how women, a placebo that can be given to a woman where she, you know, it's a placebo on how she sees herself in the mirror. And these women are talking after 30 days that their life have transformed because they believe this pill helps them see a more beautiful woman. This crazy, crazy stuff going on. But Eleanor Roosevelt, she says, a woman's like a tea bag. You can't tell how strong she is until you put her in hot water. And this
water,
is that.
Exactly.
But this is the thing about transformational work, Sandra. You know, when we put women into a transformational environment, you know, and we put them into that hot water, this emergence of that thing we're talking about. So it's almost like watching a butterfly release from a chrysalis.
Right.
Do you agree?
Absolutely. And you have to do the work yourself. I mean, I love that whole butterfly in the cocoon metaphor. David, I'll remember a really fast story here. My daughter, when I first moved to Dallas, Texas, I'm from a real small town girl in Dayton, Ohio, you know, in the Midwest, the heart of the Midwest. And I moved to this great big city, Dallas, Texas. My daughter was starting kindergarten that year. And I went to register her for kindergarten, and I was shocked because all of these kids in Dallas already knew how to read. They knew how to, they didn't know just how to sing the ABCs. They could write them, capitals and lowercase, and their name and their address. My little Brianna could sing ABCs. I was like, oh, he's going to be so far behind. I felt like a schmucky mom. Like, where have I been? And all these other mothers are teaching their kids to read. I'm like, and then I show up the first day of the parent-teacher conference, which is on the second day of school. And I show up, and the teacher used that, the very metaphor you're talking about. And here's what she said. She said, be careful helping your kids too much, because it's like the butterfly coming out of the cocoon. It's the self-work that they build the strength in their wings to really fly. If you peel and try too hard to help them, they won't develop the strength to really be able to soar on their own. And I'm telling you, David, I run a global multi-million dollar business. I am not the pedigree of someone that should be able to do that. And when people ask me all the time, what's the secret sauce, Sandra? What is it that you've got to be able to maintain this for 15 years? And you know what I've learned, David? I've learned that it's more working on me and my mindset and my belief system and my convictions has been more important. Yes, a great website's important. Yes, a good branding strategy is important. Yes, you need to know, you know, your marketing and your numbers and all of that. But David, you can hire a whole bunch of that out, but you have to see your dream as a woman, almost as one of your children. You have to love your dream and your purpose and your intention. As much as you love your children, you've got to nurture it. You've got to fight for it. You've got to believe in it. You've got to learn from it. You know, and you've got to show up for your own dream, your own belief in you. And once you have that, you illuminate in a way that others are attracted to you. Mm. That's what followership is all about.
And that's the new world as well. I mean, the new world is, I mean, I think the advent of young people and technology, they have a BS meter. And what they're looking for is transparency, right? They're looking, they just know. They just say, listen, this guy's full of crap. And so they're looking for this honesty and this transparency and this vulnerability, and they're expecting it. And that's why, you know, today the world has changed. And that's why, you know, when we talk about a woman trusting herself, igniting her own inner wisdom, I think every woman who listens to this show, and men, but women who listen to this show right now, And you guys are listening right now. Think about your daughters, your nephews, your nieces, your granddaughters, you know, your wife, your all the women, your sisters. I mean, so this is such a relevant conversation for men as well. But this idea of, you know, being able to trust and ignite your inner wisdom. I believe when women hear this kind of conversation, there's a deep yearning from within to say, you know what? This is what I want. I'm being called to something greater. I know that playing small, being invisible, not having a voice is not how I want to live my life. I wasn't born for that. Talk a little bit about this inner trust and this ability to ignite that sort of inner wisdom part of ourselves.
I believe that if you are listening right now and you're saying, look, I'm working really hard, but you know you're working too hard. You know that you're not yielding the results for the time that you're putting in. The problem is not your prospect. The problem is you. And that's the best thing, isn't it, David? When the problem is you, when you can own that you're the problem, because that's the one thing you can control. It's the one thing you can look at. It's the one thing you can fix. It's the one thing, there's something that you haven't completely embraced. I know it every time. Every time there's something I haven't embraced that's allowed me to come forward and communicate how I can impact somebody else's life with what I do. The problem is not them, it's me, and that's the good news. Mm. And so igniting, you have to find why is your flame flickering and how do you put it on full blast so that you could pull people on full notice that you are unapologetic for what you believe in, what it is that you do for a living, how it is you can impact people's lives. And people buy your conviction. They buy you first.
Yeah.
You first.
I have a saying, interrupting real quick, a saying that I wrote, which is certainty is sexy. This idea that we're talking about.
I love that.
I mean, it really.
Oh, I love that. Now, that's a tweetable moment. Certainty is sexy. I'm going to tweet that.
But it is. I mean, when you watch someone who, like you, I mean, when you think, go back into your history where you didn't have this confidence and you've done the work, you've invested in yourself, you've expanded, but what comes out of your mouth today, this complete congruency, and you still have your moments. I have my moments, you know.
Sure.
We have.
And you've been with me through a big part of it. I mean, I lost myself for a while. When the economy went down, you know, I lost major corporate sponsorships. I do millions of dollars in corporate sponsorships, and I got scared, David. And I got scared, and my light went down. And I didn't want people to know I was scared, so I didn't tell them. And I didn't know how to fix it, and I was afraid to ask. I let myself live in isolation, and I was hungry because I knew better. And it's because I was hungry, I fed myself food. I'm here to tell you, most women that are overweight not because they need a diet. They need to get in touch with what's going on with their light inside. I lived this.
You've gone through a body transformation. When I first met you, and do you remember our first conversation? Because I think this is relevant. This is so relevant for people to hear because it's easy to listen to us going on like we know all the answers. The truth is we're in the game, you know, and we have our ebb and flow. But I remember the first time you and I really spoke, you weren't feeling the power you feel today, right? You weren't, I mean, you were in one of those moments where
you
it was
met a chance. You had a dark time, yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember?
And my attraction to you was your light. My attraction to you was the lightness in your step and your zeal for life. And I related to it because I was like, I've been there, but I'm not there right now. I'd lost my way. I'd gone through a tough time. Well, who hasn't, right?
Well,
and
yeah.
I was so hungry to get back there. And I didn't know how, so I was feeding myself with food, but that's not what I was hungry for.
But you did, again, I want to go back to this idea of this certainty is sexy. You know, when you ignite, and you talk about illumination. I love the way you use illumination. I don't hear it used a lot. I use it in one of my programs. But this idea of igniting and trusting self, even trusting ourselves in the darkest moments, because that's the thing. It's easy to trust ourselves when things are going well. But it's when the crap hits the fan and we got to say, hey, I've been here before, you know, and it's these sort of the harder relationships like you just talked about with your daughter, Brianna, who, by the way, is stunning inside and out. She's such a remarkable woman. But this idea of being able to trust ourselves, and then that becomes, this certainty becomes like a magnet. And you talked about that just now. You said that what attracted you to me, all right, and again, we're friends, so in case anyone's getting the wrong idea here, right?
But this idea was
this energy. And so what happens then when we start to get in touch with that and we start to work on ourselves, we start to attract and monetize opportunities. And I want to talk a little bit about that because so many women are saying, well, economically, I'm stuck. Economically, I can't make choices. Economically, I'm stuck in this marriage. But actually, when we start to grow from the inside out, you know, we start to see that the money thing starts to move as well. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. I mean, money is a symptom of your issue. I mean, you know, that's why I was saying, or you were saying as well, that, you know, you have to really get to the core of what your inner knowing is, what your inner wisdom is. And once you have that and you have access to that, and that's what I love about what you and I do together, is give women a safe space to really be able to tap into what they already know. It's there. It's just covered up in a blanket inside, right? And you hear this little ping. You're on the phone right now with us. You're listening. And you are, you know, if you go to bed at night and you have this little ping where you know that things aren't quite right, What I can tell you is that's actually a scream. That's what I had to learn about myself. I thought it was a little ping. As I started peeling away the layers, what I found out was that it was my heart screaming to be listened to, because we often listen to our head, all this logic, which is often filled with crap, you know? And so what we don't do is we don't listen to our heart. and your heart has a language that your mind simply does not understand. And when you are in a safe space where you can really look at what's going on inside, you can peel back those layers, and then you start to see the opportunities illuminate itself. Then when you're in the structure with us where, you know, we have you work on your business and you look at what are the missing opportunities that you're not tapping into, and you take action, you plan actions to take actions on that stuff, you like, bam, like that, you start to see things shift and change. And as they shift and change, it gives you that confidence and allows you to step. You become like a Corinne, where within 10 months, you can have the biggest shift in your life and in your business that you've ever had. It doesn't take much. You just need that safe space, right, and skilled facilitators to support you with a team, a lifelong, basically, team. You show up and with participants, you leave, not just girlfriends, but a true team to support moving forward, because you are all about who you hang out with in the end.
Yeah.
You're hanging around people that are talking doom and gloom. Everybody has a bad day. Everybody has a bad time. But it's getting stuck there, the energy vampires that just... the energy out of you, you know?
Well, there's also a part of the brain. I mean, just science. I mean, if we just look science for a second, the RAS, the reticular activating system in the brain. Imagine like the president of the United States or, you know, prime minister of Canada. They have this kind of like security detail. And they're dressed in black suits. They've got the black glasses. Their job is to look for trouble. They got to look for what's wrong, right? Well, imagine that the RAS, the reticular activating system, you know, there's 400 billion bits of information coming into our brain every second. I mean, that's just every second, because you think of our lungs doing its thing, new cells being born, hairs being grown, and the billions of bits of stimuli from outside. The RAS is sorting through all the information that's coming through and making us aware of only the things that we think about most. So if we think people don't like us and we go through life thinking we're ugly or thinking whatever we do, and a lot of people carry these wounds given to them from their culture, from their parents, from their grandparents, from the media, from a bully at school. And what happens is the RAS, if we continually think those thoughts, I say, you know, no one likes me. What happens is you can walk into a room full of 50 people and they can be smiling and people say hello to you, and you look over and one person is standing there scowling, maybe not even at you, but the RAS is going to say, see, I told you no one liked you. And so this is the idea then, and we have to recondition ourselves from the inside out, and we have to reprogram ourselves. So to have certainty, to have self-love, to be able to fall in love with our imperfections is work, because we're fighting against such of these super highways in the brain of conditioning. And how do we know how we're conditioned? Look at the results. If you're in a marriage that's not really, really exploding, if you're financially, if you're stuck, if you're not really happy, you don't have great relationships, and you may have one or two of these things, you may not have all of them. And that's what I like to think about, this idea of ultimate wealth, Sandra. When we talk about ultimate wealth, being happy, having great relationships, having money, having choice, having freedom, having friends, having purpose. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because, I mean, you're someone who's made a lot of money and you've also been wealthy and unhappy. Talk about ultimate wealth. Talk about ultimate wealth.
To me, ultimate wealth is about happiness. It is about love, and it is about joy. Because success is an empty bag if you don't have beautiful people in your life to share it with, and you aren't feeling truly fulfilled, if you aren't feeling internally like you are meeting your life's calling. I mean, you know, you said it, basically. A great mind becomes a great fortune on so many levels. And the danger is that you don't want your worst enemy to be living between your ears. None of us, I fundamentally believe, David, that, you know, we weren't put on earth to just break even or to break down, right? I think we were here to break out. And when you break out, you break through, right? When you break through, you break records. But it does all have to do with a lot of your thinking. What you give your power to has power over you. And, you know, you have to know you have a purpose, you have a reason for being here. It is tied to love. It is tied to joy. It is tied to happiness. And you have a responsibility to do the things that you need to do to make that happen. Happiness takes work. You have to be committed to being happy. It's a choice. It takes energy. It takes time. You know, it takes communication. It takes conviction. But the good news is all it takes is you right? To be committed to that and then to show up fully. And you have to have that space to do the work. I'm telling you, I went from being wildly happy to losing myself for a while and then, you know, going through a really tough stage, really, probably the toughest part of my life, to rework me so I could get back in alignment with my love, my joy, and my happiness. And guess what? The business, ironically enough, didn't just take care of itself. But by that time, I had a team that was supporting me. I showed up a little bit differently and said, I'm not feeling good about where we're going. How about you? And ironically enough, they just needed me to ask. Leadership isn't about having the answers all the time. Sometimes it's just about having really great questions and then saying, what do we do about it? And all of a sudden, I realized I put so much on me to always have the answers, to always be in charge, to always be, you know, don't ever show, let them see you sweat. Talk about mind screwing up your mind, right? And said, guys, ladies, what do we do? And all of a sudden, they showed up so differently. I saw the world differently. I'm looking through the same eyes, and I saw everything differently.
Yeah. Well, that's that
reason. They had to see me differently.
Yeah. That's that
reason. In order to have the guts and the convictions to show up in the lives of other people differently. Mm. And my business has never been better.
And your energy. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, this energy thing. And so the idea of transforming self and transforming how we see, and again, it's this inside out thing. I truly believe, you know, our results are showing us what's going on the inside. So our inner world does create our outer world. But I really love this idea of being able to write myself into a bigger story, writing myself into a great adventure. And, you know, when I look back, you know, personally, when I look back at when I arrived in this country with a backpack and a guitar, you know, I grew up in a family that, you know, all worked in the same factory, and my mom saying, hey, you're going to work in a factory. I mean, the fact is that I got out of the environment, because environment leads to our thinking process. Our thoughts lead to how we feel. Our feelings lead to the actions we're willing to take, and our actions lead to our results. So then what we do is we look at this idea of environment. You know, you mentioned it earlier, we become the sum of the five people we spend the most time with. So creating an event where women can come together, only women, and this idea that at that event, we can work on these things, Sandra, you know, and be able to start to write ourselves into this great story, this great adventure. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, this idea that it's possible to rewrite the script and live this great adventure?
And the thing about it is you don't have to run away from home. I've learned the difference between, you know, moving out and moving on. You know what I mean? And I'm really clear about on. I want to be on. I want to move on. I want to move beyond. I want to just continue to move on in my life, not get stuck. And women can confuse this with moving out. You know? And sometimes when you shift, you'll see that the things and the people around you shift. So sometimes you just need a space. You need like 4 or 5 days, just for a little breakaway, so you think, to come in and, you know, not be around the same girlfriends who are sometimes overly invested in keeping you the same, right?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes to your point, the people even that love you the most can unconsciously keep you how you are comfortable for them versus being really concerned about you being comfortable in your own skin. So sometimes breaking away for, you know, 5 days or so, inserting yourself with other people in on the same journey, maybe taking a different path, but on the same journey, and finding that fundamental likeness and being able to do some real clear thinking, discovery, trying things out, you know, testing things, and, you know, doing your plan, do review, you plan something, you do it, you review, how did this feel, how did it work, and then really beginning to put a plan in place that includes the people back home. It's not about excluding them, it's about including them, but knowing how you can have that discussion that can really drive results so that you can really have all of what you want in your life. I know women that have said, when the kids are gone. You know, but in the meantime, they've waited 18 years longing for something else.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be that way. I'm not saying that you always have to have a full-time job. You be traveling all the time. You can do things part-time. You can do things at home. You can do things while the kids are at school or while they're taking a nap or whatever. I'm just saying you don't have to postpone everything for a future date. You know, I'm here to tell you, may never come the way you think.
Well, in fact, it rarely comes the way. I mean, again, you and I both work with women, and we've had this conversation with our students. I mean, thousands and thousands of times, those women that wait, often what happens is it's like there's a void. There's a void there. And really what happens is that I often see this idea of regret, where instead of saying, you know what, the best of me wasn't there for my children. The best of me wasn't there as they grew up, because what happened was I focused only on them. And I didn't focus on me and become a sort of a living example of the person that I wanted my children to grow up into. I actually played my life quite small for them. And consequently, they learned how to be small. I mean, and again, this is not a criticism, but it's just the way. And then you get these women who, that's why I love working with women, because they're ready. They're hungry. They want to explode. They want to say, hey, guess what? I am done with this. I realize that I was born for a certain reason. And so this idea of... To sort of play a bigger game by taking a bigger step and creating bigger results and writing ourselves into a bigger story. This is really what the program Transform Women is about. Do you want to talk a little bit about this program? And we'd like to invite those of you that are ready, if anything we've talked about today resonates with you, even in the slightest way, whether it's about inner trust, being able to ignite that inner wisdom, or being able to attract and monetize opportunities, and that idea of ultimate wealth, not just money, but happiness and joy and success and relationships and fun, you know, and purpose, and being able to write ourselves into that bigger story and create a greater adventure. Sandra, why don't you talk about this event, and let's invite these people to come along and play with us.
Yeah. Well, I love what we do together in the retreat that we put on, is that it is a true balance between kind of personal growth, if you will, and professional development. I mean, it is a combination. If you have gone to those, you know, conferences or workshops where it's solely about business, and yet you come back and you come back with, you know, CDs and tapes and workbooks, and your business isn't fundamentally changing, it could be that you're out of balance. Right? And you're focusing all on the outside stuff. And I'm here to tell you that your first, foremost, fundamental seed of success comes from within. What we do together, David, that I love, is a true balance of helping you really get in touch with things that perhaps are buried, you're not even aware of right now, yet they are there. Just because you're not aware of it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And we help you look at what you really want to create in your life from all various different perspectives. And then we help you begin to say, okay, how can I optimize some of these things? What's on my plate? What doesn't need to be there anymore? What can I add so that I'm not so overwhelmed by just always adding? We talk about what you need to take off the plate that isn't serving you well. And then we start putting in, okay, how does this relate to home, your family, yourself, and your business? And then we look at your business and help you really look at how you're going to kind of attract and monetize opportunities. And in the end, what you've got is what you and I like to refer to as ultimate wealth, right? Not just about the bank account and the bottom line, but it's about your level of being in alignment, being in joy, being happy, feeling healthy to carry out your life assignment, your dream, and leaving whole with a plan that can absolutely shift and change your life. Mm. One of our participants, Ruth, you remember, I mean, she will say she just made this big, huge, just this last week, David, she just made this big, huge shift and change in her practice with new partners. And she told me, she said, Sandra, she says, I just need you to know that honestly, I can give you all the business reasons why the retreat with you and David, the Transform Woman retreat with you and David was so great. But I just want you to know, I didn't even know this. You guys actually saved my life. Here she is, this unbelievably successful woman. And she just was so pulled in so many directions, trying to be all things to all people. David, you don't know this, but she's lost something like 22 inches you know, 45 pounds. I mean, she's a different woman. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, you but know? That's a great example because, I mean, well, how old is Ruth?
I think she is at least 60.
Yeah, so here we right? got a 60-year-old woman who actually was much older when she came.
Yeah.
You know that. She was living in an older yes. life. She had this older feeling about her. And I remember on day 4 watching her. And it's almost mm-hmm. like you felt, I felt, I don't know if you saw it, but I felt her age start to disappear. It's almost like this youthful woman unzipped the front of her body, even though she was still in that body that you know, she it felt old when she walked in, but there's this youthfulness emerging from within, this light, this illumination. I think that's what really is a great, without being woo-woo, because this is a business and a life conference. This is not even a conference. It's an experiential 5-day program that we're both so excited about, but that sort of it was like the butterfly, right? It was almost like you felt this chrysalis opening and this butterfly begin to emerge. Now, that was only on day 4. I mean, a year later, when you know a great program is when someone 12 months later or 10 months later or 9 months later talks about it and they revert back. Because a great program is going to ignite so many parts of the brain. It's going to light the brain up from within. And it's going to allow us to stop listening to the monkey mind, that little, you know, negative roommate that lives in our head, and to start to work from the heart-centered purpose. And that's when you know, right? Because otherwise people go to events and 3 weeks later, they're saying, what did we do again? What was that? You know, it's not about the data. It's about the experience. But talk a little bit about the age group. Because, I mean, we had someone there 60, but the youngest there was what? About 30, 31? I mean,
I think she was. I want to say she was 30, 31. It was such a beautiful, eclectic. And didn't you notice that it's not by accident? I mean, you're put in the room with just the right people that you need to be with, right? I mean, I think about how that joke night, how you and I first met and connected in that group, you know, one night after we went whale watching, it was no whale watching. You know what I mean? But you get put in little clusters of groups that are just the right people that you need to know. And I know these women, I've stayed in connection with almost all of them through Facebook, through Twitter, through live events when I'm traveling. I mean, it's that life-changing because it's so real. What you do so masterfully, David, if I may, is that you bring a very powerful male energy, which I think is absolutely essential. Okay, absolutely, completely essential. I want everybody to know it. Even though my company name is E Women Network, I am not anti-male, and I think it's sometimes very important for women. And because you are so developed, David, and so committed to your own journey, and you're such a masterful educator and trainer, the power that you bring in as a man in showing up and helping to simply raise the mirror, you know, is what I think. I feel like that's what I see you doing. Like, did you just really say that? Do you really believe what you're doing right now? I mean, in such a loving but powerful way, completely transformational, no doubt about it. It's so, I love the male-female energy that exists. And I think you leave, no, I don't think, I know you leave with lifelong friends, the new friends that support you, that lift you, that elevate you, that give you a hug, but will also give you a kick and keep you accountable.
Well, that's what a great event does. A great event does. It sets a tone of accountability. And when we talk about friendships, you know, the idea, I mean, I've run a program for years called Beyond Courage. And in that program, we separate the men and the women for a day. And what's interesting with that, and that's why we came up with this idea of really having a woman's only event, because on that day for every year, and when I read the comment sheets, it's always the highlight, because there's this thing that can go on when women are growing together. I mean, and growing themselves, but growing together. And there's this thing of bond and friendship and deeper understanding and connection. All these things, again, that really help toward that certainty. When we talk about that certainty piece, certainty is sexy. You know, the illumination piece where you start to really light up. And what do? You start to attract the things you want instead of the things you don't want. Very, very simple. But then the business acumen, Sandra, I mean, I was, because it was the first time you and I worked together. Well, I love the second time we do an event. The first time is really kind of much more of a feeling, and, you know, you're going much more on, you know, and the program is shifting and changing slightly because you're sort of really working with the audience. The second time, now we understand that work that we can do together and what we bring. We're able to even amplify it greater. So I'm actually more excited about this year than last year. Yeah. Last year was amazing, and we can see the results have really stuck. But talk to it. How do people find out? I mean, how do these ladies find out where to be, how to be, how to get hold of you, how to get hold of this program, how to come play with us?
Well, what I would love to do is make the invitation for you simply to learn more. Give yourself permission to go to ewomennetwork.com. Very easy. E-women, like excellent, exciting, exuberant, entrepreneurial, like enticing, everything that's wonderful about E. ewomennetwork.com. And on the homepage, this is so important to me, this work that we're doing and how we have impacted people, that literally on the homepage, you will see a banner that says The Transformed Woman. And when you put your mouse over it, it's exactly what it is. We ignite and we monetize your wow. And wow for David and I is an acronym for wisdom that converts then new wisdom, creates new opportunities, which translates to new wealth. And when you click on that, it's April 20th through the 24th. It's a Monday through a Friday in beautiful Phoenix. There's a video of David and I that describes more. You can see more. And then you can click and tell us about you. That's really what it's about. You know, what's going on with you? What's your greatest personal challenge or business challenge? And, you know, we're gonna pick up the phone and call you and have a conversation. That's really what this, I mean, we're just that committed to putting together the right collection of women who want to step into their greatness. Mm. And we want to facilitate that. I promise you, this is one promise I feel. Do you agree, David, that you know as well? And that is, you can't leave 5 days later the same.
Oh,
the way you see the world will be different. And when you see the world differently, you experience it different. And when you experience it different in a healthy way, you start to see things shift that really speak to your heart.
I was Eleanor Roosevelt's one of my favorite, as far as some of her quotes, they're so great. I gave one, but she said, it's better to light a candle than curse the darkness. So I think for each of us, there's a level of darkness that it doesn't matter. Look in any area of our life. If there's an area of darkness anywhere, whether it's financially, in relationships, whether it's in purpose, that maybe you don't have a business yet. Maybe you don't have, but you're looking to explore that independence and that the freedom that comes from being able to be your own person. Whatever area there is, you know, whether it's self-doubt.
You know there's something more, right?
Yeah.
So, you haven't defined it yet.
Yeah, so let's light the candle. Let's illuminate. Let's light the candle within, and let's illuminate and just feel like, yeah, there's no tactic here. There's no pressure here. You know, there's anything we've talked about that resonates even slightly with you, then just go to eWomen Network, go to the banner page, have a look. You can watch the video. You can, you know, go to the page where you can fill out a little piece of information, and someone's going to call you and just help you with a decision, right? And it's just going to be that simple. And it really is. But the biggest thing I find with women, and this is going to be, again, a challenge each of you, is most women, where they go to first is the default mode of their mind. And the default mode of the mind goes, I can't afford it and I don't have the time. Yeah. I can't afford it and I don't. And what that's done is for years and years and years, everyone else has gone first. The kids have gone first. The husband's gone first. Everyone's gone first. And so the better question to ask yourself is that, how do I afford this? How do I make the time? And when you ask a better question in the mind will help you find a solution to that. But if you immediately slip into your default mode and you push it aside, and you know that there's something we've spoken about that really resonates to you, you can hear yourself being called, then you have to manage the mindset about the decision process. You've got to allow yourself to say, ask a better question, don't be denied, and realize this, it costs nothing to go to the site. It's free. It's free to fill out the questionnaire. There's no cost whatsoever. It just...
You can't even put in a credit card number.
Yeah, there is no credit card. So you just have to trust that you can take a step. And so for those of you that are challenged with that mindset, you know exactly what I'm talking about, where your mind goes. Just the first step. Go straight to eWomen Network. Go straight to the banner. Click the banner and just watch the video.
It's beautiful. Thank you. I can't say anymore. Again, somewhere there is someone who's looking for that something that you possess, be it a product or service you offer, be it a relationship with you, be it your wisdom and your heart. And what I know is that when you give, you receive tenfold. You know, so it's, my mother always said, give without remembering, take without forgetting. And I know you will take away wisdom, knowledge, and relationships that you will truly never forget. It's one of the most joyous things I do.
Well, listen, I just remember your mom, because she was so a part of last, even though, through your words and all the lessons your mom's given you, as you said that, I went back to last year and how many times your mom's wisdoms came out of your mouth was so great. So that being said, Sandra, I love you and I can't wait to see you. I thank you. Thank you for the gift you bring. Thank you for your passion. Mm. Thank you for everything you do, not only for women, but for men, but primarily for the opportunity that you offer women to truly light that candle. So thank you.
My joy and my joy to be in partnership with you transforms lives. Looking forward to April, right?
Me too. See you soon.
That was kick-ass.